Welcome to this episode of Mystic's Perception. I am the voice behind Mystic's Perception, and today we're going to be diving into something which is sort of overlooked on the spiritual path. Based on all the other episodes that we have done thus far, there has been only the talk of moving from the limited self to beyond. So when you're on your journey on the spiritual path, there are, in a simple way to explain it to you and to bring it down to a certain level, there's forces that exist. Now, these forces that exist are not something that should be looked at as in from a perspective as this is good, this is bad. These forces sort of have their own tendencies based off how they have been created. The effect that these forces have on each one of your lives, whether it may be something that is perceived by you as good or bad, that certain quality, that specific quality determines if that force is good or not good. In its essence, these forces are just doing what they are made to do. If you're a person that, let's just say, does a lot of charity work, so someone from an external view would look at this person who does external work in terms of charity as good. And then you'd have another group of people that do a lot of wrong things like stealing and whatnot, which is perceived in society as bad. That's just people's nature. So I want you to approach it from this perspective, that these forces, which we're going to be going into the defense of the dark arts, this is something that is, you know, it's just these forces' way of existing. Now, when you approach it like that, when you look at it like that, just this is their nature. The reason why I've created, why we diving into this specific topic is because sometimes when you want to do something or you want to go from point A to point B, you want to progress on the path, you want to progress in life. Sometimes these forces can be a bit bothersome to some individuals. So this is all about how to have more control of not things around you or beings or forces around you, but have the sufficient tools enough to equip yourself on a journey so that you get from point A to point B the most fastest way as possible. Why would you want to get there as quick as possible? Your time here is limited. The moment you understand your mortal nature, that's when there's a rush. So you want to have certain desires fulfilled, certain desires achieved in this life. So we're going to dive into some tools in order for you to get there. So like all the other episodes, it's best to sit with your spine comfortably erect. You can sit in a cross-legged posture. And we're just going to do a little bit of silent meditation. So what I want you to do is just keep your eyes closed. Make sure that the environment that you're in is very important, that it's just you, not disturbed by anything. And we're just going to close our eyes and just be present in the moment. Just be situated in this current moment. And while you're doing this, I want you just to keep your face slightly turned upwards. Keep a mild focus in between your eyebrows with your eyes closed. You can keep your palms facing upward, loosely relaxed. And I want you just to, while maintaining that focus, just become aware of your body. Become aware of the thoughts that come and go. And just simply bring the remembrance that you are the awareness. You're not the drama that is happening in your life. And we also want to leave the baggage, whatever we've gathered in the past weeks, months, years, decades. Let's drop it and just leave it at the door so we can be present and be focused in this current moment. And just while you're maintaining that focus in the center of your eyebrows, just be conscious of the natural movement of your breath. Right, you can stay in that state or you can gradually open your eyes. So, defense against the dark arts. So, what I mean by dark? So, dark is just simply the absence of light. They are light beings and they are dark beings. Now, like I said, the darkness is something that is perceived as bad. It's not necessarily bad. The light is perceived as something good. It's not necessarily something good. This is good and bad. Light and dark is just part of duality. There's this and what I am, what I perceive I am, is different. To an extent, that is true. For you, and maybe in your living reality right now, that is true. So we're talking about trying to move beyond this duality, beyond the illusion. So there'll be a very few people that will actually come across this episode. And if you do, this episode is sort of meant for you to listen to. The timing, to say, is the right timing. So, in your journey that you've come thus far, till this point, you might have been exposed to a lot of spirituality. And the life, or you can say the soul, sort of, before it incarnates, it sort of has a destiny or a plan in order to move from one point to another point. In order to make that journey, certain events would happen in your life which would curb you in the direction of which the life sort of is here to experience. So the fact that you are listening to this is sort of your life sort of planned this in such that it can get this information, which I'm going to share with you from an inner experience, so that you have this information, which will be the tools that you need to progress and continue on your path. So these tools which I'm giving you, it's directly linked to awareness, purely linked to awareness. This is not no mantra or some tantra or some ritual that you have to do. This is pure spiritual, purely spiritual. So these forces, we're specifically talking about the forces that hinder your progress. Now, you have a body. So if everyone can, who's listening to this, if you can close your eyes and just become aware of this. Become aware of your body right now as you're listening to this. Notice the body. Notice the sounds that you are hearing. Notice the energy in your body. Notice the information that you've gathered. Maybe you might have had a bad experience this week, or you might have had a good experience this week. Notice the emotion. You are listening to this. You have a sense of identity, whether you're a man or a woman. That is one type of identity. Notice that identity. The identity is obviously self-created. We're not born with it. You came here and then you sort of picked it up. But then you become identified with that identity. So it becomes part of your persona. And that's your personality. Now, these emotion, the ego, the body, the mind, in that space of which where thoughts arise and disappear, that space, you are not that space. You are that which is observing that space. So, what we just went through, and we go into a little bit deeper, this is all that you need to progress. This level of awareness. All of these stuff that we just went into, and we'll go into a bit more, this is all the tools that affects everything of how your life plays out. If you are able to distance yourself from all of these tools that and become not identified with these tools that you've been given, then you have a sense of distance between it, between what am I and what are these tools, and then now moving from point A to point B becomes more effortless, more easier, less of a hassle, less obstructions, less objects on your path. So the reason why I'm saying this, if we look at addictions, for instance, which is one powerful tool these dark forces use. Maybe you are struggling with alcoholism, or maybe you might be struggling with some addiction. Maybe it might be watching TV, watching a series, or just a compulsive behavior that no matter how hard you try to break out of it, you still get drawn back into it. Again and again and again, knowing that it is unhealthy and it is not good for you. So, addiction is one thing that these negative forces try to keep you trapped in a loop. Now, depending on the addiction, of how deep and how strong it is, it's mostly based off your karma that you've gathered and your body and your mind. The more you try to gain control over your senses, in the eastern part of the world, in the eastern cultures, there's 8 limbs of yoga. There's one limb which speaks of something called pratyahara that deals with more of the mastery of the 5 senses, the restricting of and constraining of self. How to get to that state? This is what is, whatever it's called, pratyahara, and whatever it means, it's important to some extent to explain to you. What's really important is how to get to that state where you have control. Because the moment you start having control over that, then you become less prone to becoming a victim of the addiction. So when there's a distance between the body, the mind, you can start off that as the first step. Just look at it like this. Whenever you have a negative situation that happens in your life, right now, not for maybe for most people, right now, sitting and listening to this episode, there's no one really poking you with a knife. There's no one really disturbing you. It's just the mind playing past memory again and again and again, which sort of influences the way how you feel. So negative forces sort of can create events in your environment that would trigger certain emotions that you feel, would trigger certain situations that would put you back in a loop. But if you're able to stay still, just take a minute. Whenever there's chaos that's happening in your life. So what we're doing right now, we are building a foundation in order for you to use as a platform. So whenever you have a negative situation, it's not a bad thing. It's actually quite a good thing, because now you get the opportunity. Now you have the opportunity to sit and watch what is happening. Observe what is happening. Now, this might be very difficult for people to do because, again, the identity of what is not you is very strong. But this is not something that, you know, I can go on and on talking about this. This is something that needs to come from your own experience. So the first step is to just make the effort and see. Constantly strive and make the effort. It's not that I can give you all of these tools and then you can sit with these tools and then it's going to do wonders for your life. No, you have to take these tools, put it into practice. You got to really put it into practice. If you want to get from point A to point B and you really dedicate and you really focus and you're really determined, then this will work. So, when you're given a bad situation, that is the perfect environment the perfect soil to start growing in. From that point of whatever the negative experience is, just simply close your eyes and don't act in it. Just watch and observe. And just constantly watch the thoughts that actually come into your mind. Just consciously watch it. Don't get identified with thoughts. Don't get lost in that mind. This is not about replaying anything. You're not doing anything besides just watching the thoughts intensely. I want you to intensely watch the thoughts. Constantly, just be focused on the thoughts, watching it, knowing that you are that which is observing the thoughts. If you constantly do this, every time your mind gives you a problem, if you keep on practicing this again and again and again, eventually you get to a certain mastery where you start to see that no matter whatever negative or whatever I'm categorizing as negative, it's actually a good thing because it gives you a chance and an opportunity to see and to become the observer and move towards truth of what you truly are. You're also in this process becoming detached from your mind. About 80 to 90% of human beings are not suffering because of anything else. It's just their mind that is going crazy and it's causing suffering. So the more that you start watching and observing the activity that is happening and occurring, the more you start to become less identified with your mind, and the mental activity that happens in that thinking space where the thoughts arise and descend and disappear, in that space, it becomes peaceful, it becomes still. And if you're able to maintain the stillness of that mind, then no matter what happens in your life, if you're able to constantly maintain that stillness, then your mind becomes unwavering. And a person whose mind is unwavering, that person is a person that is well equipped to achieve their goal. So, as we're just talking about the addictions, obviously there has to be a sense of restraint. So, awareness is very important. Now, this has to come from a sense of willpower, of you wanting to change. If you're not able to see, it's not that you don't have, if you're not able to see the negative implications that the addictions that is going on in your life has on you as an individual, if you're not able to sit and pay attention and look at it for what it is, and see the hindrance that it's causing you, if you're not able to see that, then you will not have the willpower to change. The moment you see something is bad for you as a human being, there is no way that you will not have the willpower to change. The lack of willpower comes from not seeing how bad the issue really is at hand. If you're able to have mastery of the self, be able to control addictions, Then dark forces, no matter what they throw at you, no matter what opportunities or traps they may throw at you, through people or through situations or through events, then you already escaped the first door. Yes, it's going to take some time. For some people, it will take maybe a year, depending on how bad it is. Some people take a month, a week, a day, depending on how long you've been involved in that addiction. It's going to take some time. So I want you to understand, this is not something that is a rush, is an overnight process. It's a process that's going to take some time. Because in order for you to get into that addiction, it took a lot of time. So that's the first thing. The next thing is people and their actions. Now, as I said, awareness is very, very important. When I say awareness, I'm talking about absolute awareness. Not awareness of what is happening outside of you only, what is also happening within yourself. So you need to pay so much attention to both dimensions, internally and externally. The awareness is the only key that is going to help you, because that is going to be your guide. I am just giving you the information so that you can have the key for yourself to be able to see on your journey. So, people and their actions. Now, depending on how people sort of, what to say? I want you to look at it as a container. So people are containers. People are vessels. Bodies are vessels. Right? And how well kept those vessels are in terms of spiritual cleanliness or physical and physical cleanliness. Depending on how well people have kept themselves, if they've kept themselves healthy, they would have a lesser chance of being influenced. So let's just say if you sort of gained a bit of mastery of yourself, and because you've gained a sense of mastery of yourself over your addictions, now people will get thrown on your path because the negative forces will start to use other people around you to get to you. It couldn't get to you through events or objects. It'll start to get to you through other people. And this is where you got to pay even more attention. So if you're constantly aware all the time, from the time you wake up, you go to sleep, even in your sleep, if you're able to maintain a certain awareness, where you can consciously control your dreams. You don't have to go to that extent, but if you can lucid dream every day before you go to sleep, you're sort of becoming, that's one indicator, as you're becoming more of an aware, conscious being. If you can maintain the same level of awareness when you're awake, walking around in the body, and when you go to sleep, or when your body is rather asleep, but you must still be awake. When we're looking at people and their actions, if you have that kind of awareness, you'll get people on your path that will try to throw you off. You'll get people that will try to create havoc and chaos. This is where you need sort of the right type of awareness and the right type of consciousness that has to be cultivated. And one way can be cultivated is by praying to higher beings or praying to whichever you believe is the creator, whichever religion or culture, it doesn't matter. But you're doing some form of prayer or worship to something higher that's known as positive. That itself can be a very, very good aid in assisting you because there's a certain level of cleanliness that is happening. Sort of trying to connect to something divine. And obviously listening to a lot of spiritual talks and things like that. That sort of helps you maintain that heightened level of awareness. So forgiveness and understanding and knowing what people have done or are doing, and they're not aware of what they're doing. So you can have a little bit of empathy and sympathy for them. Let's give you an example. You go to work and you sit down at your office. Just all of a sudden, someone just starts screaming and throwing a fit at you, and they're completely angry at you. One, obviously, maybe you might have done something bad, or they just had a bad day in the morning, or they've had some negative experience, and that has poisoned them, and then now they're trying to poison you, in a way. Right, they have a choice of where they could act in that way, and you have a choice of how you respond to them. And at that moment, don't get caught in the drama. Just watch and bring the awareness to yourself that they might have went through something bad and they have no control over it because they've become lost in that. You don't get lost in that nonsense of theirs. You respond in a way that is positive. Now, obviously, if someone's trying to take advantage of you, you need to stand up for yourself. But when you do stand up for yourself and you defend yourself, I want you to be very conscious of the words that you use and how you respond. Because this is the trap. Whenever you interact with people, whenever these negative forces use other people to get to you, it's very important that how you respond nullifies that negativity that is coming from them. So how do you nullify something? If you're not identified with your body, the egoic self, your mind, your emotion, those key elements that I mentioned, if you're not identified with that, people can say anything. People can do anything. It won't affect your inner peace. It cannot affect your inner peace. Because you have a sense of stillness within yourself that cannot be disturbed. It's only when you give the privilege to somebody else to disturb that, because you became falsely identified with something that you are not, then you get caught in that drama, and then you get influenced by that negative energy, and then you've fallen in the trap of falling for exactly what those forces want. So that is very, very, very important. That level of awareness, what I'm talking about. The next thing is the thoughts. And I told you, We have already spoken about this at the beginning. The thoughts that you have, the only way of dealing with that is to constantly watch it. You need to understand, if you're able to have mastery over yourself, your thoughts, your mind, your emotions. So we'll speak of emotion because that is something that we didn't really dig too deep in. Now, emotion that you have, no matter what happens in your life, there will be emotion that you experience. It can be triggered by somebody else, but it's really not triggered by somebody else. Emotion is something that's triggered by you. Now, let's just say somebody did something. Now, to understand how this works is, the thoughts that you have create an experience within yourself, which is influenced by your definition that you've given, things around you, words around you, everything that you are experiencing and you are inhaling through your five senses, you have given it definition, the external world. Now, based on this definition of how strongly you have given it meaning, remember, this whole entire existence is meaningless. It's you that has created meaning. You have given things name. You call this person your wife, your son, your daughter, your mother, your father. These people, this is just one example. These people mean something to you because you've given it or you've given them meaning in your life. You were not born with this meaning. You've created it. Why is it that when somebody in your family who dies, it hurts you? But if your neighbor has to die down the road or wherever that you have no relationship to whatsoever besides them living in the same area, maybe you don't shed a tear. Why is that? So why does it hurt you when somebody that means something to you compared to somebody who you have no relationship with? So it's the meaning that you've given it. Because you've given that a specific meaning, it has a certain level of impact on your experience. So when you look at this, and you need to look at it carefully, the whole entire creation is your own given meaning. The less meaning that you give it, the less definition that you give it, the less importance that you give it, the more untouched you are by it. It doesn't mean that you will go through life without experiencing life. Because people get this wrong idea that if things mean nothing, how can they experience everything? Spirituality is a complete paradox. It means what I'm saying is that there will be less suffering in your experience from point A to point B, which is from birth to death. So, if things don't mean anything to you, not to say that you won't have any emotion, but the emotion won't be such a detriment for you. Now, when I want you to look at emotion is one thing that can control a human being. If you want to control an entire mass of an entire population. You can literally influence them with sound. Just by me uttering certain sounds, whether it's perceived as positive or whether it's perceived as negative, just by the utterance of the sound, because everyone sort of given something a common meaning. But maybe for some people, certain words mean more, and for some people, those words mean less. Just by using and uttering the correct sounds, if one is skilled enough, they can literally influence any single human being on this planet because they know how to use emotion as a weapon. So the reason why I'm saying this is because emotion is something that can enslave a human being. So if you are constantly influenced by emotion, if you are constantly identified strongly with things that you are not, then you will always be a person that is controlled by every single thing. So negative forces, one of their strongest weapons is emotion. And if you are aware enough, so how do you arrive at that level of awareness? So whenever you have an experience, whether it's good or bad, remember something. It doesn't mean that a negative force can use a negative experience to control you. It can also use a positive experience to control you. So whenever you have an experience and it creates a sense of emotion, don't get absorbed in that whole entire experience. Not to say that you shouldn't, but as a starting point at this current journey where you want to sort of gain mastery so you can get from point A to point B the most efficient way possible, you start off like this. You just observe the emotion. You just watch the emotion within yourself. Just see where the emotion really sits. And just watch it. Intensely watch it. Don't get lost in it. I'm not saying don't experience it. You will experience it anyway. But just watch it. Whether it's good or bad, you just watch it. Constantly just watch it. Get used to this practice of constantly being the observer of what is happening without getting lost in the drama. The more you do this, the more you start to see that life, you start to get to a point where you can see life can throw anything at me. I can still be untouched. Now you, if you get to that stage, or you're able to maintain that level of awareness, then nothing can stop you. Just to give you a very shrewd example. Let's just say you are destined to have a large influence on a massive population. And the massive population that you're going to have, the negative beings don't like it because it's going to create a sense of positive experience to many people's lives, which will sort of free them. They might create a certain event, maybe someone in your family may die or not. Or maybe someone else, something will happen. I don't know. It can be anything. Infinite number of things can happen. If you are a determined being, and this is a certain level of being very in tune with the entire creation and your purpose of why you are here. If somebody has to die, and you still walk in a straight line, because it comes from a certain level of awareness that whatever is meant to be will be, and a certain level of acceptance and knowing that there's something beyond in control. But you just perform your duty here because you're alive, you got limited time here. Perform your duty and then be done with it. Then after, you can go see whatever. If you're able to maintain that level of awareness, that level of consciousness, then you're on the winning side. Because you didn't give in to the obstruction that was trying to prevent you from getting there. And those obstacles, which is the next part, can come in various forms, can come in various shapes. You just need to be fixed and determined onto where you want to go. And be determined just to get there. Then you merit it for success. So, the next thing which we're diving into is called physical damage. Now, there are some forces that can create or sort of manifest in a very strong way where it can cause physical damage to you, maybe being attacked or whatnot. This is why I say the spiritual cleanliness of being able to connect to a higher power is very important. A certain level of protection is very important. Doing spiritual practices is very, very important. Connecting to your soul, very, very important. How do you connect to your soul? We'll just dig into this here. So in order to... Now I'm going to be using words that are not entirely the correct words to get you there, but sufficient words which are powerful enough whereby it can get you to the experience. But you can't approach it from a point of I want to experience. It doesn't work like that. Because the spiritual path is a paradox. So let's just say you're a person that's practicing yoga, as an example, to have an experience of samadhi or whatnot, which is like a very heightened sense of oneness. Is that something that can be intellectually understood by the mind? But I've done an episode of samadhi if anyone wants to go and have a look at that, but it's not necessary. The more information you have, the more nonsense you have that I'm talking from here, the less the more harder your journey becomes. Let's look at it like that. But if you're curious to look at what I have to say about samadhi and stuff, you can go there. When I've done the episode, I've taken into consideration the implications. So, given you just enough to get going, but not enough to hinder that experience from happening to you as in this lifetime, because a certain level of consciousness. When I speak about certain things, I know exactly what to say and how to say certain things so that if it's meant to happen, it will happen. Let's look at it like that. I won't dig too much into this. So, how to connect to your soul? I've done also an episode on this, but we'll just dive into it here as well. Now, in order to connect to your soul, you can't try to connect to your soul. So how does it happen? It happens as a result. Like we're using yoga as an example. If you want to experience a heightened state of consciousness, you just do the process. When I say you just do the process, you act and you function without expecting a result. Now, in your entire life you've lived, everything that you've done up till this point, you've done that because you wanted something in return, or you wanted a, you know, and there's no one that does anything to get nothing, for instance. So action is only required that you perform as an individual because you want something in return. Now, I am telling you to act without anything or expecting anything in return. Now, the purpose of, even if I tell you what to do, you will do it with an expectation that something will happen to you, or expecting nothing to happen to you. That is also an expectation. So it's looked at on both sides. But this is duality, so we can just step away from this. Now, the reason why I say it's a bit hard to speak about this stuff, and you got to be very, very, very conscious when I'm actually speaking about this stuff, is you're trying to get to something that is not possible. Now, it doesn't mean that it won't happen. You can't get there by trying to get there. It happens as a result. What does that mean? Because these words that I'm using is very conflicting. This is something that needs to come from your willpower of just doing something and not even seeing. Just simply do. I don't like this words. I never really like this words, because when they say meditate, they'll say simply sit, which used to bother me. It is to bother me because the mind, or the content of my consciousness, the content of the being, the content of the ego created up to that point in time, used to want to figure out everything, wants to know everything, wants to do everything. So depending on your level of consciousness, that's why I say just awareness, pure awareness is very important. As a result, if you, not, there's no such thing as do the right thing or not doing the right thing, but in this sense, for you to just get onto the journey so that it can happen to you. If you just simply observe when your eyes are closed, paying attention, you can do this right now. While your eyes is closed, if you sit like this for some time with your eyes closed, don't have anything rested behind you, don't be lying down. You have to do it like this. You sit. You don't sit with an expectation. You just sit there for just a long time. Now, in order for someone to do this, they need something. They need some motivation. So I want you to sit to the point where you get lost in your mind. Right? Because your mind can keep you entertained for an entire lifetime, for thousands and thousands of lifetimes. Your mind can keep you entertained. It's that good. So whatever comes in your mind, get lost in it. And you'll see, after you're sitting there, even if you're having an imaginary conversation with somebody who said something bad to you and stuff, get lost in it. Now, Now, while this activity is happening, I want you to, while getting lost in this, notice after some time of sitting there for a long period of time that your body starts to disappear. Now, you don't have to necessarily get lost in your mind. You can sit there. If you're a little bit experienced on the spiritual path, you can sit there, and if you had enough practice of sitting and trying to meditate, although there's no such thing, but just trying to sit there and meditate, you notice your body starts to disappear. Once the body starts to disappear, that's the first step. The next step is to observe the mind. The moment you start observing the mind and becoming distant from the mind, now you got to a stage where you become distant from your body. Your body disappears. You just simply watch the mind. Watch the mind. Watch the thoughts. Don't get absorbed in the drama and all that stuff. After some time, you forget why you're sitting there. Your body disappears, your mind disappears, and that's when what you are becomes revealed. Now, if you're constantly going to sit there and just remember, if your body disappears, okay, my body disappeared. Let me focus my mind. Watch the mind. Watch the mind. Mind disappears. Body has disappeared. Mind has disappeared. Why is there no experience? That's the problem. You are expecting a result. So when you do this, practice. You sit there. You just do two steps. You sit there long enough so your body disappears. Then you observe your mind. So if you can actually do this in one step. You sit and you just watch the mind. As you're watching the mind, your body will disappear. Once your body has started to disappear completely, gone, your mind's activity will also start to drop. And your mind will disappear. You just do that one thing. We'll just make it simple as possible. You just do that one thing. And that's good enough. That's all. You don't need to know anything else. You just constantly practice that. How long should you practice this? You just do it. Don't worry about how long. Just do it. Every day, just do it. Just make it a routine every day. Just trying to bring some stillness. You can try doing this. Try doing this to bring stillness to your mind and stillness to your inner being. Trying to, get to a certain level of peacefulness within yourself. Let that be the goal. Don't worry about experiencing your soul and samadhi and all these different heightened states of consciousness. Just do that. Just want to bring some peace to your life. That's all. Just do that and you'll see after some time. I don't need to say anything more, because if you do have an experience, then what I'm saying, you'll know it and it'll become very evident. So the last thing I'd like to leave you with is, no matter what negative events get thrown at you, no matter what situation happens in your life, you can always use it as an opportunity to grow on a spiritual path. Always use it as an opportunity. Even the good, also use that as an opportunity to grow. Being the observer and never forgetting as the basis of whatever you do. I am that which is observing if you're able to put all of these things which I spoke of in practice, in motion, then you moving from untruth to truth becomes a reality. You moving from destination of point A to point B becomes possible effortlessly. You living here on this planet as a peaceful, joyful, loving being and more becomes a living reality for you. Whatever I say in all the episodes, I don't want this to just be words for you. I want this to be your living experience, because only once this is a living experience for you, then it's powerful, then it's impactful. Then not only have I done my work here on this planet, I have literally given you the keys in order for you to help maybe thousands and thousands of other people. Like thousands of beings that I've crossed paths within this lifetime and in previous lifetimes, how they have influenced me and they have impacted me. If it wasn't for them, if it wasn't for the good, positive beings, and if it wasn't for the negative beings, what I am today and who I am today, or this level of awareness that I have tapped into, wouldn't be possible. If you have any questions, feel free to drop them by on our social media platforms. We are available on Facebook. There's Instagram. We're also available on Spotify, the Podbean app. So Podbean app is where all the episodes are recorded on. You can actually follow on that there, or you can follow on Spotify or any of the other platforms. If you guys want to donate, you can feel free to do so. It does help the channel and does help, you know, spread a certain level of consciousness. It's like a wave. So you can feel free to contribute in whichever way you want to do that. If you would like to collab, whatnot, you can reach out to us on the social media platforms. We'll be happy to have any one of you guys on this one-on-one as well. And hopefully that this episode has brought a sense of value to you as a human being, so that you are more equipped and you can also maybe help other people as well on this journey. Because the whole purpose of whatever I do is to create a world, create an environment of where, when you come here on this planet, it's a good experience. And if I can impact and influence one life, that life, which is positively impacted, can influence every other life that they come across. And by them doing that, they influence other people. They become more positive. And those people have an even greater effect. So it's like a ripple effect. So this is not something that's, you know, work that's done by myself. It's a whole entire beings, a whole entire line of beings behind me that has impacted me. So all I'm doing is just allowing the ripple to expand. Thank you for listening, and namaste.